came to Abraham in a vision saying, "Do not be afraid, Abraham, for I am your shield and exceedingly great reward." Hallelujah. But Abraham said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing that I go childless? Okay, read down to verse 5.
He says, "And he brought him outside and said, Look now towards heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said to him, So shall your descendant be." Verse 6. "And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for what? Righteousness." Did you see that?
Was counted to him as what? As what?
Righteousness.
Righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who believed God? Genesis chapter 15 is what I just finished reading. Hallelujah. And it was counted to him as what? Righteousness. We're going to go back and look at this shortly. But we'll have to do something immediately. Hallelujah. Open your Bibles with me to righteousness. Romans chapter 10. Quickly. Romans chapter 10. We're going to look at that. Romans chapter 10. Let's look at the kinds of righteousness first. Romans chapter 10. We're running out of time because I have a lot to cover. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. It says, "Brethren," verses 1. It says, "Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have zeal for God, but not according to knowledge." Hallelujah. "For they being ignorant of God's righteousness." Now, be careful. Look at this very well. So, "For they being ignorant," number one, Israel as a nation. You understand? "Were what? Ignorant of what? God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God." Did you see that? "So, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." Now, the word law here, the end of the law, is not talking about the Ten Commandments. We'll get to know that later. Hallelujah. We'll read in context. Hallelujah. And we'll see that. Now, he says, "For Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law." First of all, there is a law. Righteousness, what? Of the law. Right? Then you write that? A kind of righteousness. Righteousness which is what? Of the law. Now, he says, "The man who does those things shall live by them." Did you see that? Are you following me? Hallelujah. "So the man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way." There's another one. Righteousness which is of faith. Hallelujah. "Then the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend to heaven? Or who will bring down Jesus on? Or who will bring Christ down from above? Or who will descend into abyss?" Hallelujah. That is to bring up Christ from the dead. But what does it say? "The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is the word of faith which we preach. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 9. "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Hallelujah. Verse 10. "For the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you see that? The two kinds of righteousness. I read a book a few years back, that was like 2008, by E.W. Kenyon, titled "The Two Kinds of Righteousness." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very, very wonderful book. Hallelujah. 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 Now he says, 2009. I don't remember. Hallelujah. Righteousness by the law and righteousness by faith. Right? Or you call it righteousness by the deeds of the law. By the deeds of the law. Righteousness by the deeds of the law. Very quickly, I want us to look at righteousness which is by faith. Hallelujah. Righteousness which is by faith. Very quickly. Romans chapter 4, let's start from verse 1. Romans chapter 4, verse 1. It says, what shall, we're going to read from verse 1 to 3. What shall we say that Abraham, our father, was found according to the, what then shall we say that Abraham, our father, was found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, which works? Works of the flesh, right? He has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and was counted for him as righteousness. Did you see that? I just showed you this in Genesis, right? Abraham believed God. Now look at how he was counted righteousness. How it was counted for him as righteous. They say he believed God. What did he believe in God? Salvation, true faith, which is in Christ Jesus. He said, I will give you a seed. Right? He said, indeed. He said, as the seed the stars. He says to him, sorry, I have to quote in context. Hallelujah. He says, he said, the stars of the earth, he showed him the sky. And the stars. He said, if you are able to count them, he says, so shall thy descendant be. Do you understand? Now the Bible says Abraham believed God. Because that message, that word was salvation through faith. Bible told us that God taught Abraham in in Galatians. Right? It means beyond what Moses wrote, God has been talking to him before now. And if you read before now, God has been speaking to him concerning this. So the Bible says, and Abraham believed God. Did you see that? He believed God. What did he believe? The message. You read the book of Galatians anyway. He said he talks about, when he talks about seed, not talking about seed as of many, but as of one. So, Abraham, it means Abraham understood the message. Do you understand me? You know, some people say, oh, God tested Abraham and told Abraham to take the son to go and sacrifice. Right? But if you understand that storyline very well, you will understand me that Abraham knew what was going to happen. So when the son asked him, where is the ram? He said, we'll go make a sacrifice. He said, what? The Lord will provide. That's where the word Jehovah Jireh was used. Jehovah Jireh, right? Right? Jehovah Jireh. And I call it Jehovah Jireh. It's actually Jehovah Jireh. Right? Jehovah Jireh was used. Now, it's not God will provide. Oh. He said he will provide what? A lamb for sacrifice. It was a message. Hallelujah. Do you understand? It was a message. He will provide. You are the lamb that takes away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. Do you understand? He said the Lord will provide. So he was aware. Hallelujah. 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 So some people are using Jehovah Jireh. If you don't tithe, you'll be tithe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woman, that hallelujah.
Used from what? We don't know. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead. Now he said, Abraham believed God, right? We'll come back. Just put your hands in Genesis chapter 15. We'll come back there. Let's look at our scripture, Romans chapter 4, verse 3. He said, what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted. The word accounted is the word imputes. It is from the word logizomai. Logizomai. Huh? Are you me? Hallelujah. What does it mean? It means to put in one's account. L-O-G-I-D-Z-O-M-A-I. L-O-G-I-D-Z-O-M-A-I. To put, to reckon, or to count. Or to put into somebody's account. To recall something, to count something. Now it was counted to him as righteousness. Hallelujah. The same word, the word was used, let me tell you how wonderful this word is. The word was used in the scripture 49 times. Out of the 49 times it was used in the New Testament Greek, out of that 49, 43 times it was used by Paul. 43 times it was used by Paul. This word. Hallelujah. You find the same word in Romans chapter 2, verse. Okay, we'll have to look at it together because I would like to show you some things. Before we look at that Romans chapter 2, look at Romans chapter 5, verse 12. He said, therefore, just as by one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sin. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin was not imputed. Did you see? Sin was not imputed. Meaning it was not counted. Do you understand me? It was not reckoned into an account. Do you understand me? It was not counted. Hallelujah. When there is no law. We'll come back to this. Okay, you find the same word impute, logizomai, in Romans chapter 2, verse 26. Logizomai. I said the reason why we are giving you this scripture is so that you can study effectively. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? That you can study what effectively. Okay? I said, therefore, an uncircumcised man keeps the righteous requirement of the law. Will not his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision, be counted imputed? Do you understand me? So to count, to reckon. Hallelujah. You find the same word in Romans 3:28. We read Romans 4:3, so we see in the verse 4 also. He said, now to him who works, the wages are not imputed as grace but as debt. Did you see that? Verse 4. Hallelujah. Verses 8. Oh, I love this. Verse 8. It says, blessed are those, from verse 7. It says, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. Did you see that? Shall not impute sin. Did you see? Shall not impute sin. Hallelujah. The word logizoma is used. So, it's like, God will not account sin. God will not count sin to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's used in the other way. Hallelujah. Chapter 4, verse 9. He said, does the blessedness then come upon the circumcised only or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say, okay, we'll come back to this. I want to wait for this. Okay, I'll wait. Hallelujah. I'll wait. I'll come back. Hallelujah. Chapter 4, verse 9, verse 10, verse 11, verse 22. Just look at them. You can read them later. Chapter 6, verse 11. It says, likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. That is to account yourself. Hallelujah. Chapter 6, verse 11, I read that. I've told you that, right? chapter 8, verse 18. I guess you should be able to quote that. It says, I consider, for I account, that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared. Hallelujah. I consider, I put to account. Hallelujah. I count. Hallelujah. I reckon. Hallelujah. 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 Chapter 8, verse 36. Say, for your sake we are killed all day long and we are counted, we are logizoma. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 9, verse 8, chapter 14, verse 14. Chapter 9, verse 8. You see, Paul used this word very well. So as you study, you know. Do you understand me? Chapter 14, verse 14. As you study, you're going to look at those scriptures personally again. Hallelujah. You check it out in your own personal study. Hallelujah. Chapter 14, verses 14. It says, I know and I'm convinced by the Lord Jesus that there's nothing unclean of itself. Oh, I love this. Say, there's nothing unclean of itself. But to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Woo! Hallelujah. To him who considers, to him who reckons, who imputes, hallelujah, it becomes unclean to him. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3, verse 6. Galatians chapter 3, verse 6. Are you in Galatians? Let's go to Galatians 3. I want us to read verse 6 together. It says, let's look up at verse 5. It says, therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles amongst you, does he do it by works of the law? Righteousness is by works of the law. Did you see that? Does he do it by works of the law? Or by the hearing of faith? He now said, just as Abraham believed God, and it was counted for him. It was accounted for him. It was imputed to him for righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was imputed to him for what? For righteousness. Righteousness. Law first mentioned. Let's look at how it was used in Hebrew. Then I'll give you a submission. With all these things you've read, what does it tell you? It says, what does everything you've read, what does it bring to you as Bible students? Say, faith in the Son brings about what? Brings about what? Hallelujah. Faith in the Son. And how did you get born again? By faith. So therefore, a child of God is what? Righteous. By works of the law or by faith? By faith. Hallelujah. Did you see that? With everything you've read, Abraham believed God and was counted for him as righteousness, not of works. Hallelujah. Did you understand that? Okay, look at Genesis chapter 15. Why asked us to put our hands last time? Are you there? I'm there. Hallelujah. Look at that verse 6. He said, and he believed in the Lord. The word believe in the Hebrew is called Aman. A-M-A-N. Aman. Believed. Hallelujah. It was used 108 times in Hebrew. In the Hebrew writings of the Old Testament. Now, Aman, because why I wanted us to look at the word believe God? Because some people, we just have, there's this minute whatever about belief. As English has evolved, belief is, what we think as belief these days is, I nod my head. I believe, right? I've heard you. Right? But that's why you see, we'll go back to show you the root words. Now we understand what the root word actually means. It's not, we are not trying to show you we are good in Greek or in Hebrew. It's not our mother tongue. But you see, most of the time we have to go back to look at these things so that you understand what was being passed across then. You know, I told us that
English are so, or the world is evolving in such a way that I told you somebody once said he caught Rema. What was the Rema he caught? He said, today I know who Paul's father is. And everybody thought he wants to give us Rema, you know, Paul's father. He says, you need to read your Bible. Like, are you for real? I've not seen it. You know, all the while I've been reading my Bible. Maybe you know how grammar can give people issues. It now took us to where Paul wrote, we know that my old man was crucified with Christ. He said, that is the Rema. I said, what is the Rema there? He said, the old man, Paul's old man, was the one that died with Christ. Hallelujah. He said, you know what old man means? That my pa, my dad is my old man. So Paul's old man is his father. He's the one that was crucified near Christ. The one that said he wants to go to paradise. Do you understand? That is, to him is Rema, but to me is error. He said, that's how most times we go back to this word, so that we get it in the right context. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Now, the word Aman is a Hebrew word. It means to be firm, to be steadfast. Do you understand me? To hold something firm. Firm. It doesn't matter what anybody says, you are firm about it. Meaning, Abraham, let's look at the life of Abraham. The Bible says Abraham was already past the age. Right? But the Bible says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. He said, but was strong in faith. Steadfast. That was the word believe. Are you listening to me? Was strong in his belief. Was strong. Meaning, holding the word firm. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My name is no longer Abraham, but Abraham, father of many nations. Is this guy okay? Right? This guy okay? He's walking, I am the father of many nations. That is how the belief should be. Hallelujah. That's how the belief should be. Not the kind of belief that, okay, they tell you, are you sure you're a father of many nations? I'm a father of many nations, and they bring hot water. Will you say you're a father of many nations? Calm down, you know? Yeah, you understand. But this one is firm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His belief, his firm. Look at Hebrews chapter 10. First, put your hands in that Romans. I mean, that's Genesis. Hebrews chapter 10. I want to show you something. Hebrews 10. Are in Hebrews chapter 10? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From verse 36, he said, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come, and he will not tarry. This is making a statement. Hallelujah. Now, verse 8. Now, the just. You know where that scripture is? Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3 to 4. He said he will come in a little while, right? He said, now the just shall live by faith. Said the just shall live by faith. Just allow him. After 3 hours of meeting, they will come. Hallelujah. He says, now the just shall live by faith. He says, if anyone draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Man, look at what it says. It says the just shall live by faith. Who was he referring to as the just? Hallelujah. The just shall live by their belief. Now, he shows us who the just are. Right? Shows us who the just are. Now, in verse chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By their faith. Now, this is the definition of their faith. Hallelujah. He said, for by the elders obtained a good report. Now that is the elders. Hallelujah. Now, are you listening to me? Now, the good report that they had was that why? the Bible says they staggered, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Bible even shows that when God asked him to leave his house, his father's house, to the land that he will show him, the Bible says Abraham walked. He was walking looking for a house, for a building whose builder and maker is God. That is what a man means. To believe strongly, not wavering. Are you hearing me? You believe it strongly. You are not wavering at anything. It doesn't matter what comes around you. That is a man. And I say this 108 times in the old Hebrew. A man.
Hallelujah. 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 You find the same word in Genesis chapter 4, verse 26. Genesis 42, 20. Exodus chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 8. You find it there. To verse 31. You find it there 6 times. Hallelujah. Talks about I believe, right? Hallelujah. Jeremiah 12, 6, 15, 8. Jeremiah 12, 6, Jeremiah 15, 8. Jeremiah 40, 14, and 42, 5.
Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. So, Abraham believed God. He believed God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, let's go back to Genesis chapter 15 again. Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. It says, and he believed in the Lord.
Now, we've established what belief is, right?
And he counted it to him for righteousness. He accounted it to him. Now, the word for account, for account, which is impute, we've seen it in the Greek as what? Logizomai. Now in Hebrew it means kashab. Kashab. C-H-A-S-H-A-B. C-H-A-S-H-A-B. It's the same word. And it was used 120 times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? And the first time it was used was in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, off we go back to Romans chapter 4.
Off we go back to Romans chapter 4. Romans. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Okay? Are you with me? Okay, we've read from verse 3. You say, what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and was counted for him for righteousness. Hallelujah. Now he who walks, the wages are not counted as grace, but as what? Death. Hallelujah. So, and I told us that our faith is in this. Faith in the Son brings about righteousness, right? Right? Hallelujah. For those of us who came from the beginning, we saw that what? Salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, is what we're looking at majorly. Hallelujah. 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 And we're looking at it from the standpoint of what? The kinds of righteousness, right? Hallelujah. Let's look at verses 22. Before we go to verse 22, let's start from verse 9. Now, it says, okay, verses 18. Now we understand the gist. It says, who contrary to hope, talking about Abraham, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendant be. Remember the word aman, right? Strongly believing. It doesn't matter what shows up, you just believe. Hallelujah. And not being weak in faith. He did not consider his body already dead since he was about 100 years old. He didn't consider his body dead. Believe. Right? Hallelujah. And the deadness of Sarah's womb, he didn't even think about it. He did not waver at the promise. Remember the word promise? Promise of God through unbelief. Hallelujah. I will look at that promise as what? As pro epagilomai, which is the promise of God afore, before, right? Which is what? The Son. Salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Hallelujah. And therefore, it was counted to him for righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, look at this. It was not written for his sake alone. I want you to look at this. Remember I told you faith in the Son brings about righteousness, right? Now, he said it was not written for who alone? For him alone. For his sake alone, right? Which is Abraham, right? That it was imputed to him. But also for us, it shall be imputed to us who believed. Did you see that? For us also. Righteousness is imputed for us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? Okay. He says, who has delivered up? Who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our what? Justification. Hallelujah. 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 So therefore, our righteousness is through faith in the Son. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Are you sure? Hallelujah. Look at Romans chapter 3. We'll look at that word, from chapter 4, verse 25. We looked at what justification was, coming back to it. Hallelujah. He says, therefore, by the deeds, verse 20 of chapter 3. Verse 20, chapter 3 of Romans. It says, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Say, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. When our justification has got nothing to do with what? With the works of the law. Remember I said that is another kind of righteousness, right? Righteousness by the works of the law. Hallelujah. Now he said, look at what he said. Therefore, by the deeds of the flesh, by the deeds of the law, he says, no flesh will be justified. Hallelujah. 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 Look at verse 27. Say, where is boasting there? It is excluded. On what law? Of works? Nay. But on the law of faith. Hallelujah. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith. Did you see that? Apart from the deeds of the law, a man is justified by faith. Not by your works. Not by your actions. But by faith. Which faith? Faith in the Son, right? Hallelujah. So faith which is gotten from the Word, which is the faith we have in the Son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Looking at that word, look at verse 27 very well. Look at the word justify. The word justify, the word is a Greek word which means, or which shows when somebody is right or the person is declared righteous.
To justify means to where someone is. The word used is the word that shows where someone is right, not guilty. Do you understand me? Not guilty, or when somebody is righteous. Now, if you read that, is what we conclude that a man is righteous, justified. Are you hearing me? The word is dikao, D-I-K-A-I-O-O. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A man is righteous, declared righteous. Hallelujah. Is right. Is living righteously. Hallelujah. Or is righteous. Hallelujah. By what? By faith. We'll get there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll get there. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 The same word for justified we see in Galatians chapter 2 verse 16. We're going to be going to Galatians and looking at it. Galatians and Romans a bit. Galatians chapter 2 verse 16. You find the same word in 16, 17. Let's look at Galatians chapter 2. There.
I'm going to give you beyond any doubt, whether reasonable or reasonable.
Hallelujah. He says, verse 16, says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ.
Even we have believed in Christ Jesus,
that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of what? Of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. We're going to look at the works of the law very soon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Then we need to know what law was he talking about. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Did you see that?
Okay. Chapter 3 of Genesis, we've read verses 8 before, so he's also there in verse 8, justified, verse 11, let's look at verse 11, it said that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident for the just Habakkuk, right? Habakkuk, if you remember, Habakkuk, now it says the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2 verse 4. Hallelujah. The just, the man who is declared, who is just, shall live by faith. Hallelujah.
Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Please
underline this verse. We'll talk about it shortly. Hallelujah. Underline that verse. Hallelujah. The man who does them shall live by them. Very important. Man who does them shall live by them. Who does them bad shall live by them.
Hallelujah.
That was a quotation from Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 26. Let's look at Deuteronomy 27, 26. The man who live by them, man who keep them shall live by them. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 26. You know, I need to understand something. You know, when you get the book of Deuteronomy, let me just give you a little. For my own study, I discovered some things about the book of Deuteronomy. Should I let you know? For my own study. Now, I discovered that the book of Deuteronomy, Moses had to write that book because he knew that he was not going to get to the land of Canaan. You know, we cannot call it the land filled with milk and honey again. Hallelujah. So there it was. But they never knew it was a message. Right? The Bible shows us that Joshua couldn't take them into the rest that they see. Do you understand?
So if you're going to laugh with you, but the last thing you can only laugh with you are in now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It was a message. Salvation through faith, which is in Christ. Hallelujah. Now, he knew that these guys are stiff-necked. So you know what he did? He now drafted out a whole long list of laws. See, this one will keep them. See, Shiloh comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He drafted a long list of laws. Shall do this, shall not wear this, shall not comb this. No. Paul is telling us the man that keeps them shall live by them. Let's look at what chapter 27 of Deuteronomy said. Verse 6. Are you there? Mm-hmm. After I was written all the course, I was in a meeting one day. Let me explain. Let me just do a rundown or something. I was in a meeting one day. I was not ministering the word. I was not ministering. It was in Effort Secondary School. Effort Secondary School, my alma mater. I was not ministering the word. In one meeting, they invited me. Taught faith like never before. After I was done preaching, teaching very well. You know this sentimentalism, permit my grammar. I went to sit down, preparing to even dash out. Then I said, the commandant is coming downstairs. I said, let me quickly wait and see the commandant before I go. Then I said, commandant now came. Then I carried microphone and gave the commandant to address the students. Oh my God. Then I opened the book of Deuteronomy. I never did anything. Seriously, it was just as everything I've taught. It just came and woo, turned it upside down. Cause shall be your cause shall be. And I was like, you know, when you feel like carrying a cane, I'm flogging the guy out of that podium. I'm like, what is happening? Hallelujah. They don't know. Hallelujah. But then you see, he said, cause is anyone who does not confirm all the words of the law by observing them. And all the people shall say, don't say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Cause is anyone that does not confirm all the deeds of God. And should be told, Moses didn't do this because he was being wicked and wants to bottle those people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. So let's go back. I'll show you some scriptures that has to do with what? Justified, right? Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. Galatians 5, 4. Just write it down. Romans 2, 13. Romans 2, 13. Romans 3, verse 4. Romans 3, 20. You just read that. 2:26, chapter 4, verse 2 to 5. Very important. Romans 4, 2 to 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 19. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, sorry. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Verse 19. Why am I calling 19? Why am I just liking 19? Verse 9 rather. Hallelujah. So we've been justified by his blood. Hallelujah. Chapter 6, verse 7. You will use the word free there. Chapter 8, verse 30. Chapter 8, verse 30 and 33. Hallelujah. 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 So therefore, we are justified. We are declared righteous by, because not now, by
because of our faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I said, it comes, it came when? At the resurrection, right? Right? Was that what I said? Okay, if that was what I said, let's go ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Righteousness by the works of the law. Romans, let's go back to the scripture that showed us that first. Romans chapter 10, again, verses 5. Moses writes about the righteousness which is of the law,
by the works of the law. Hallelujah.
The man who does those things shall live by them. Deuteronomy 27:26. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. How do you believe Moses gave the law? How do you believe that? Moses gave the law. Hallelujah. Moses gave the law. John chapter 1 verse 17. It says, for the law was given through Moses. Are you there? John 1:17. Say, for the law was given through Moses. I'll be a bit fast because of time. We have a lot to cover. Hallelujah. It says, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The law was given through Moses.
Hallelujah. 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 I want to actually clear out a distinction, but I will do that very soon. A distinction between the law.
Now, there is the law of Moses,
and there is the law of God. Hallelujah. I will get to see that from the scriptures.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. The law from Moses and the law from God. Hallelujah. Okay, now he says here, the law was given through Moses. The word given is the word didomim, which means to put, to set, to put, to set, to make.
Where is that? That's the word didomim.
D-I-D-O-M-E-E. Means to give or to make, to set. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the law was given by Moses.
Moses gave the law.
Hallelujah. So let's go up a bit. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 44. Oh, Father, help us. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 44. We're talking about the kinds of righteousness. Kinds of righteousness. We have a lot to cover. Are you me? Deuteronomy 4:44. I'm trying to show you that Moses set the law. Remember, we read from John 1:17. The law was given through Moses. Didomi is the word which means to put, to make, to set. Okay. Now that is the word given. Now verse 44 says, now, this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. He didn't say God did. He said Moses. He said who? Moses did. And you know, we've got to be careful. It's very important. We've got to be careful that we know the laws that God set are the laws that Moses set. Now, he said, these are the laws that Moses set. Right? These are the testimonies, the statutes, and the judgment which Moses spoke to the children of Israel after they came out of Egypt. Did you see that? Did you see that? Did you see that? So Moses did set the laws. Now that I'm talking about this, I'm going to be very, I'm going to be taking it one after the other, because there are some things you say, you know, there's a way some people listen. So we're going to be very careful. I'm going to be going little by little. Hallelujah. It says, now, Moses, now I've been able to tell you that Moses set the law. Now, if you read that Galatians chapter 3, verse 10 again, it says, for as many as are the works are of the works of the law are under the curse. Now, listen, I've just showed you that Moses set the laws, and the point you have, the curse of the law, is under the same Deuteronomy before Moses left. Hallelujah. So he had to set the laws because he was about to depart. He was about to depart the sin, and he needed them to follow his word so that they will remain in the status of God. Well, we'll look at that as we continue. Hallelujah. 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 The word for works, if you look at that word in Galatians chapter 10, Galatians 3, verse 10, it says, as many that are under the works of the law. The word for works is the word for agon. Agon, which means deeds. You remember Ephesians 4? Ephesians 4, verse 11, it says, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, it says, some pastors and teachers, right? He said what? Four, which is true, right? For the perfecting of the saint, for the perfecting of the saints, which is revealed where? In the work of the ministry. The word works there is the same word agon, which is the deeds of the ministry. And that showed us that it is the saints that do the work of the ministry. All saints. So the pastors are to equip them, to furnish them, charismos, right? For the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we do the work of the ministry, and the work of the ministry is the gospel. Hallelujah. 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 Now, the same word was used here, agon, deeds. You find the same word in Romans 2 verse 6, Romans 2 verse 6, verse 7, verse 15, chapter 3 verse 27. If I'm too fast, you call me back. No, oh, if I'm too fast, call me back. I hate education in secondary school. Oh my God. Once they start like this, oh my God. Especially social studies and intro tech. Yeah, the notes are always long. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. So we pay people to help us write. You understand? Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Romans 2 verse 6. We've seen that earlier, right? Have we? We have. Hallelujah. It says God will render to each one according to their deeds. So deeds are gone. Chapter 2, verse 6, verse 7, chapter 2, verse 15, chapter 3, verse 27, Ephesians 2, 9, 2, 10, chapter 4, verse 12, Ephesians 2, 9, Ephesians 2, 10, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, verse 12, chapter 5, verse 11, Galatians 2, 16. We're in Galatians, so let's just look at verse 16, chapter 2, verse 16. Okay. He says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, the deeds of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 3, verse 2. That's where we are. Verse 10 of chapter 3. That's where we are, rather. Hallelujah. Chapter 5, verse 19. Galatians 5, 19. My God, my Bible is my Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It talks about the works of the flesh. No, I was reading a book by one of my mentors, Ken Ahidin, and he said, some people are, instead of them to deal with their flesh, they're having the works of the flesh are evident, and they are saying it's the devil. Triumphant church. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like, deal with the works of the flesh, exercise yourself out of that. Hallelujah. And you're saying it's the devil. The devil is causing envy in you. Ha, brother. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Okay, works of the flesh. Now, he uses the word agon. There's another word that I told us last week, right? Another word that also translates works is called agasia. E-R-G-A-S-I-A. Now, because most times you see the same word works and you might think it's deeds. But this time, agasia is used for a business, to get gain. Do you understand me? It's used for business, works of a business. Where there is a gain. I find agasia used in Ephesians 4:19, Acts 16, when the little damsel worked and made business, made gain for the husband, for the master, the soothsayer. You remember that story? That story. Now, she was doing a work, but it's not agon, it's not deed, it's just, she was actually doing it to make gain. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Okay. Works of the law. What are the works of the law? What are the deeds of the law? What are the deeds of the law? Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 30. Verse 13. Deuteronomy 30. I'm trying to skip some things, but I love what this guy did. Okay, before we look at verse 13, let's look at verses 10 through 13. You understand something there? Say, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in the books of the law, and if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, he said, for this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you. See, I want you to understand something. Can we go back again? Please, let's go back again. I wanted to get a gist what Moses did, and after which we'll go for a 10-minute break and come back. Hallelujah. Now, from verse 10, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are in these books of the law, take note of the word, the books of the law. Who wrote the books of the law? Moses did. God didn't write the books of the law. Moses did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, and if you turn to the Lord your God, listen to what he said. The statutes which are written in the book of the law, and if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Now, look, this is the, this is the prose of the book of the law, to help them turn to the Lord, right? But remember, Abraham didn't need the book of the law to believe God, right? He only believed in the message. Anyone who believed in the message of salvation through faith which is in Christ was justified. We've seen that, right? We saw that anyone who believed in the message, Bible says Abraham believed and was counted for him as righteousness. It's not by the works of the law. He didn't look at the books of the law. Hallelujah. The message was given to him in about his seed, right? God preached to him. Galatians chapter 3, verse 8. God ministered to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you go through the book of the book of Hebrews chapter 11, we see the hall of fame of elders who actually walked in faith. Bible says they The Bible spoke about them that they couldn't receive the promise, but they believed in the promise. Right? Right? They believed in the promise. And they were all righteous. Not by their works. If you want to judge Abraham by his works, Abraham went into his maid. Did he? He did. But yet God counted him as a righteous man. Do you understand? Because he believed in the message. Which message? The what? Grammar. Remember the grammar? 2 Timothy 3 verse 15, right? The grammar which is what? Salvation through faith which is in Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, Moses is giving them something. Verse 11 says, for this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven? Did you remember this? Did you read this? Did you read this man in Romans? But, hey, Paul quoted this in relation to what? Righteousness by faith.
Hallelujah. Okay, to bring it to us that we may hear it and to do it. Verse 13, nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea and bring, who will go over the sea for us and bring it.